hope y'all have a good night. I hope you have a good one. Stay safe in the snow out there, guys. Don't go outside alone.
All right. Bye, y'all. Drop a text to your homie. And time until the rock get your eat like a guy. See, you see, ay. 1, 2, 3, 용 기가 생겼지. 이미 아는 이 눈치 고개를 돌려 천천히 여기. You see, 여기 보이니. Looking for attention, I guess so. 확실하게 너를 만들겠어. Ay, drop the question, drop the question. Want attention, wanna attention. You give me butterflies, you know.
should I say, but I gotta leave. Baby, you know a wild horse gotta run free.
Okay, what is up, WMFO listeners? This is Ken, and you are listening to The Witching Hour on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Enjoy the show. So that was Horses by Young Lean, followed by, forgive me if I mispronounce this, but Hayan remastered by Oidopua Vladimir Owen. Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks. I know. I was practicing that all day. Brooke is here.
Hi. I was stuck outside. I forgot my ID and I also was late. So can't win any of them, huh?
but she's here now and we're super excited to bring you this very exciting and very important show.
Told them the theme yet? Did I miss the announcement?
No. I was gonna wait.
Thank God.
Do you want
to? Well, as always, it speaks for itself. You really should be able to know by those first two songs. The first being a lot more obvious than the second.
We'll talk. But
yeah. Going. I mean, it's obviously Happy 2 Year, Happy New Year, Year of the Horse themed, because it is. Ken believes it is our 2 year witching hour anniversary.
Woohoo!
Woo! And it's the new year of the horse, so. It's a lot of years passing.
Whoa! Did your voice just crack?
Yeah, a little. Ooh. It's actually like a bit of my the Midwestern accent slipping out.
Oh. Right. That
easily
thing.
Confused.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. So it's 2 year anniversary, but that's more of just like it's like a celebration in here. Like I feel like every show that we do is kind of like a party, but I think one is like. Project X. This is like a Project X level witching hour party right here.
Project 2, more like.
Project Y. All right, well, yours isn't very good either.
yours just doesn't make any sense.
No, XY, it's like what comes after X.
Okay.
Well, All right, let's not.
Let's not get into it. Let's hear how that song fits.
Which
the
one?
Theme. Oh, not the one titled Horses.
So, Hayan by Oedipus Vladimirovin.
Yeah, you're hitting that pronunciation. That's great.
Okay, well, so just some backstory on this man. So he was a Tuvan musician, and the Tuvan, the Tuvan people. It's like an ethnic group in southern Siberia, but it's like a Turkic people. So that it's like they're kind of like Mongolian Kyrg kind of, but they're in Russia.
Okay.
And in Russia, they faced a lot of, like, persecution and stuff. But you'll notice that there's a lot of, like, throatiness in the music. Like, mm-hmm. It's, like, throat singing, which is, like, you know? Have you seen any throat singing before?
Or it's, like, maybe, really, like... Maybe.
Yeah. I bet you have. It's, you know, it's getting out there nowadays.
Yeah.
He's kind of part of that tradition.
He seems to be putting in more of a modern spin on it, maybe? Or is that not true?
I don't
just
think
the
so.
Album title, it seems like. Maybe not.
Divine Music from Jail from 1999.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I guess it's modern relative to, I'm sure,
to
the
like
inception of this.
The history of throat singing, yeah.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of connections to horses to get back
okay,
to
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I didn't catch the lyrics quite, but.
Oh, I feel like there's a few angles. One is just like, I feel like horses are kind of the symbol of like this freedom and liberation, like in the Horses by Young Lean.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a horse running through a field uninhibited by any.
The picture is clear.
Okay,
in my
yeah. But this is from Jail. And yet he's finding this kind of inner liberation, even though his physical entity is maybe locked in this cell. He's still escaping this
through music.
It's
beautiful.
And also, you know, I think horses are very important to the Tuvan people. So it's another kind of obvious one.
You were making the argument that horses were not like the backbone of like civilization.
Well, again,
for a
it's
while,
just
but
well, now it's just what just because of one just because the Tuvan people value horses a lot that
I would say a lot of people value horses. I, for one.
Yeah. Me.
As a self-proclaimed horse girl. Oh. No, I haven't gotten there yet.
It's good. Yeah, we are not horse... how do we say this? We're not horse people.
Oh, whoa.
But we are horse people, you know?
Speak for yourself on that one.
Oh, you're just...
I love horses.
Girl.
They're so sick. I just don't know how to ride them.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah, when I was younger. In Wyoming.
Why were you?
Maybe my mother's listening in. She can find the picture of like it was like rainy, and I think I was like wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh my! Right.
But that's a big if she's listening. Oh wait, she texted me something. Did Kevin right. boot you off the radio show?
Did
next Ken?
Oh okay. Good correction.
Shoot,
all right.
That was 4 minutes ago.
No.
No.
Wait.
Okay.
Four minutes ago.
Yeah, I guess she wasn't listening. I don't know.
Yeah, must be. Horses.
Big theme, horses, celebration, year, new year, Wuthering Heights.
Oh boy, wait, let's not even get into that yet. Next up, we are going to go with...
Wait, can I actually...
Yeah, I was actually...
One?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It will fade into the next one, well.
Okay, perfect.
All right, I'm super excited for this one.
Repeat. I said eat, sleep, slay, repeat. Eat, sleep, slay. It hurts when you don't. I can't believe you came to my show. It hurts.
Hello.
Hey.
That was Eat, Sleep, Slay, Repeat by Horse Girl. Stupid Horse by 100 Gex. Came to my show by 100 Gex. And End of the Line by Sleigh Bells.
Yeah. You know, obviously sticking pretty strong with the theme. And, you know, 100 Gex, love them.
Horse girl,
I didn't get the repeat thing, so that's what that means.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's these.
So it's like an emoji.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't speak. Oh, really?
Yeah, like, eat, sleep, slay, repeat.
Oh, right, right. Listening. Of course.
You need to listen to that one again.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, Stupid Horse, just one of the classics of all horse songs, I would say.
But it does make me feel bad for the horse.
But, you know, it's,
it is like, I don't know if I quite understand the lyrics. Maybe I'll have to look at them.
Really? If you want to do a lyrical breakdown of it, I'd be happy to.
Oh,
and you can also listen to the remix.
It's about
Stupid Sheep. You know that one?
No.
Maybe we'll save it for the sheep episode.
It's
show.
It's about gambling. It's about betting on a horse.
Oh.
It's like the horse lost. Bet my money on a stupid horse. I lost that.
Right. Hey, when that.
And then it's about them like beating up the jockey, like the horse jockey punched him in the face. Yeah, I stole his phone and put him in his place. Me and the horse, we ran out of the place. Okay,
hey, that's
it's horse
so
forward.
Wait,
it's horse forward.
Right. Yes.
Oh, whoa. Then we took the Porsche back to my place. Stupid horse, I just fell out of the Porsche.
Okay, that's what I was remembering. Stupid horse, I just fell out of
the Porsche. Stupid horse, I just fell
out of the Porsche. Money in my bank account.
The song is just, wow. Racing horses at the Derby, why am I never getting lucky? I never have any money. I never win any money. Wow. Mm.
So deep.
Wow.
So much fun back there. Similarly, in Came to My Show, you know, this one, okay, there's no horse connection.
But it's kind of like a radio show connection, though.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. That's what it's like. That was more like celebration vibes. Like that's more of like a thank you to the listeners. You know.
Thanks for coming to this show.
Thanks for coming
tuning in
to our show.
Wow, I can't believe you came to my show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just breaking down the lyrics on the show.
No, it's good. It's good.
Then my song was "End of the Line" by Sleigh Bells, which also loose connection, but like sleigh, horse drawn sleigh, sleigh bells on a sleigh. Horse drawn.
Sleigh like the horse girl song? Or sleigh like...
Yeah, like that too, because horses sleigh.
Right.
But they could also like carry a sleigh.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. What?
Not too horsey there. Not too horsey.
No,
I apologize.
No, it's good.
It was a good song though, so...
No, horse drawn sleigh, like... Yeah, it's a classic. Like,
I'm always riding my horse-drawn sleigh.
Santa and his
all this snow,
horses.
I'm going to need a horse-drawn sleigh. Gotta talk about the weather in here.
Yeah, how's the blizzard going for everyone? Let us know in the chat.
My mom also just said, so why aren't you on the show? Is my mic not... I can see it coming through. I am on the show.
I hear you. And
sad face.
Aw. Yeah, so we can keep playing, keep plugging along with our music.
Oh, that makes it sound so keep plugging
along. Hey, let's get back to our music, guys.
And let's get right back into the next song.
And next up,
we do work on our radio voices.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, my parents did say when they listened to our worst show ever, they were like, hey, you have a good radio voice.
Hey, Nora just said, I hear you.
Yes.
Prayer hands emoji. I actually have a song I put
so
in for
listeners.
Nora, so we can put it next, if that's okay.
Before dating in the 90s.
I'm sorry. Did you want to hear that next?
I was a little excited, but I can wait one second. No.
We'll just ignore
Wait.
No.
Come on. All right, listeners first.
My mom said, shoot, I just turned it off because Ken said it was just him.
What? Boom.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, let that sink in.
That's tough.
Shoot.
But also, I can't say I don't get it. So,
No, come on.
No.
No. Everyone's listening for
like
our banter, not just
right,
me.
Right. Our banter. That's our horse related banter.
Nay.
That's the way. Say it louder. That was a good one.
No.
Okay.
Can we do a seal show next
Yeah,
show?
We have to. Wait, okay. We can. I guess, we can wait a week.
Just
that's
like an hour of seal sounds.
There's a lot. Wait, check the one I just sent you.
I was showing Nora and Olga like some seal reels.
Some seal reels.
It's like a comedic break for everyone.
Right, you'd put on a little gesture performance for your classmates as they give you their homework.
We were down, yeah.
Right.
I could play it out loud, is that?
Yeah, yeah. All right, this is a seal for the record. This is a seal making that noise.
Seal clapping. Everyone clap.
Everyone seal clap at home.
And seal clap if you're cool. Everyone's clapping.
I can hear it from here, yeah. Okay.
And with that, let's get into this song.
Nice.
Sixteen carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long black road. All the tears I fight. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long black road. All the tears I fight. At 15, the innocence was gone astray. Had to leave my home at an early age. I saw mama praying, I saw daddy grind. All my tender problems had to leave behind. It's been umpteen summers and I'm not in my bed. On the back of the bus in a bunk with the band. Going so hard, gotta choose myself. Underpaid and overwhelmed. I might cook clean but still won't fall. Still working all my life, you know. Only God knows. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my fears away into the summer sunset on a holy night on a long back road. All the tears I fight. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my fears away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long back road. All the tears I fight. $16 working all day, ain't got time to waste. I got art to make. It's been 38 summers and I'm riding my bed. On the back of the bus in a bunk with the band. Going so hard, now I miss my kids. Overworked and overwhelmed. I might cook clean but still won't fall. Still working all my life, you know. Only God knows. 16 carriages driving away while I watch the ride with my fears away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long back road. All the tears I fight. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my fears away to the sun sunset on a holy night on a long back road. All these tears I gone astray, had to take it home at an early age. I saw mama crying, I saw daddy lying. Had to sacrifice and leave my fears behind for legacy. If it's the last thing I do, you'll remember me. Cause we got something to prove in your memory. On a highway to truth, still see our faces when you close your eyes. Driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away.
Hot start.
Friend. friends getting close to you, the one you said you couldn't love but you already do. To me it seems like we're a long time overdue, but I could see the reason why you want to keep it cool. My girlfriend said she's over me, she was looking at the bright side I could never see. She said I always bring her down, well baby that's just me. They tried to turn me into something I could never be.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out.
And now for a quick PSA. Remember your childhood memories when you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. This has been a public service announcement.
Guitar and
Okay. That's
Papa was a rodeo.
And did you hear the last line there? It was like, ain't it funny? Wait. Papa was a rodeo. What a coincidence. Your papa was a rodeo. Dude. You know, catch that one? It's like,
your papa was a rodeo too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's like a relatable thing. And then whether it's good or bad is kind of more up to you to decide.
Seems like a bad thing. Seems like a rodeo is kind of, I don't know, rowdy, like unstructured.
Sounds kind of fun the way you're describing
chaotic,
it.
Chaotic, yeah. I don't know. But like, you want Papa to be like that?
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it definitely is horsey.
It was horsey, yeah.
So
there's just like a song in this album for everything, huh? I feel like every single radio show you could put a song for this album.
It's just the best album ever. Like, you just have to accept it at this point. Like,
I haven't listened to it, but I'm not arguing.
So it seems like you're kind of arguing with me by not listening to it.
It's
it
just
like
all
kind of what's happening.
Like, I just don't know where to start. Like, there's so much.
You can just play it from the beginning.
Wow, it's all, like, you recommend them all equally?
No, but...
no, but supposed to know?
I can send you which ones I like and which ones I don't. And
I guess it's only 3 hours long.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not even, like, I don't know. Imagine instead of watching
minutes.
A movie, next you can just throw this on, you know?
I'll just sit there, headphones on, listen to the entire album. I think that's what people used to do, like, when they were, like, less stimulation.
All right, yeah, let's talk about Wuthering Heights. Yeah.
I fully forgot about that.
That
movie is so forgettable.
Yeah, but just that point about back then, like, there was nothing to do, you know? Like,
it somehow was like she was finding stuff to do. She was like, holy yearn.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And I think that's like a week. Because, like, bro, life must have been so boring.
Like, all you could do was yearn.
You know?
Like, no wonder she was driving herself crazy. Like, oh my God.
Like,
it almost makes me, like pity her. But then I remember she's so annoying.
Right. Yeah. it's, yeah. And it's like, wow, it's like life was so boring then. And then fast forward to today, life can still be boring. If
when you're sitting in the
theater if you're
watching
Wuthering
Heights.
Yeah.
But
so
we bring
funny.
It up because there were some good horse shots.
There were some good horse shots. And if you're going to give that movie anything.
It wasn't the horsiest movie I've ever seen.
Could have been more horsier.
I would say there's probably a total of.
3. 4?
I was going to put it in seconds, maybe 90 seconds of horse scenes.
Actually, the last scene of Jacob Elordi on the horse riding to, that was really stretching out. I think that would
that
have been
is true.
More
okay.
than 90 seconds just in that one. You know?
Okay, that puts the horse ratio up.
Yeah.
Horse
to
no
total
horse.
Runtime ratio.
Yeah. But we're still looking at like a 1 to 100, which you really hate to see in a movie.
Just unacceptable, honestly, for a period piece like
this. It's like
you have no excuses, you know,
because how are you, but you're walking everywhere, it just doesn't
because they were like the two estates were so far apart from each other, and
it
yet
like
they were always
miles.
Walking they were always walking
and they were always in the rain and they were always getting stuck in the rain. Oh my God. Anyway, you got any good better horse ratio movies?
Ooh.
I'm looking for like a 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
Horse to no horse.
I'm thinking of some war movies.
Yeah.
But is that the kind of horse you want? Because the horses are not.
I just don't
the
like when they die. It's like
they're dying.
I know.
They always die.
I know. And it's sickening.
Yeah.
Because they're just being used for like.
Well, because the humans are also dying.
Yeah, but.
And they're also being used.
The horses didn't choose that. Like.
Well, neither did the humans, really, but.
So humans didn't choose to go to war.
Well, the ones who are dying, yeah.
I guess, but the horses really didn't choose. The horses really had
no
say. It's really not their business.
It's really not their business.
Literally not their business.
Yeah.
They're fighting a
You don't think there are, like, horse wars ever? Like a I mean, surely,
territorial things.
Yeah.
But they're choosing to fight that. They're not just being used as the transportation for another man's fight.
Mm.
It's a passionate subject of mine.
Would you be okay being used for another horse's fight?
Ooh, now that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I think a horse could, like, kill me pretty easily. Pretty powerful creatures.
Okay, good, good answer. And they can't...
but if it was like a really good horse and the horse couldn't fight for some reason, mm-hmm. I had to fight on behalf of the
horse.
Yeah,
like be its champion or whatever. Like.
I would try my hardest. I would try my hardest for that horse if I felt
that's awesome.
If I felt really strongly about that horse.
That's awesome.
And that you? Would you fight a horse's fight?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
you just said you weren't even a horse person, so I don't know. Where
yeah, but it's oh, it's so much more than that, Brooke. It's about honor. It's about love.
Mm, for the horses.
Sure, yeah.
For the horses fight, like love of the game.
Yeah, love of the game was more. Like but hey, so there's probably some love for the horses deep down in me. Like I have love
it's
for
just
all
like
beans.
You're
you know?
Like, why are you saying these things for a horse themed show?
Sorry,
like,
sorry.
It's weird. Like
no, it's weird.
It's off putting. The things you're saying about horses.
No, I like horses. I just think they're no. I won't even. No, sorry.
What? No, put it out there. No, it's good to have discourse. It's good to have discourse.
Because when we had the Punxsutawney Phil Groundhog Day episode, I was hating on the ground dogs. And now it's the horse episode and I'm hating on the horses.
It
and it's
just
like,
seems
wow,
like
what's
you're
wrong with me?
Yeah.
I'm such a negative person. Like, like I'm just
got,
doing some reflecting
negative
here.
Nancy over here.
It's like, man, like, oh. No, horses are cool and I like how strong and powerful and majestic they are.
It's okay. You don't have to lie. What is your problem with horses?
I believe I just also love like camels and donkeys and llamas and alpacas and mules.
Yeah, but it's like comparing apples to oranges. Like they all serve different purposes.
Oh come on, you like.
Ooh,
if you've
I
ever
hate
met
that I just
apple,
commodified a horse like that. I'm so sorry to the horses.
Just to run with the apple and orange comparison for a second, you know how like you're an orange person. You, like clearly
yeah I like
when just think back to when you ran into an apple person. Are you getting along? Are you both just saying, hey, that's cool that you like apples and I like oranges and I'm gonna respect you different? No, you hate each other, you know.
Wow,
the apple people and the orange people, there's like this intrinsic hatred.
Do you have to log this as like a political conversation?
And this is not a metaphor for anything, by the way. I am actually talking about the fruits here.
The thing is I like apples too. I'm just
it's just like, let's finish it. Finish the sentence.
No. I like apples too. There's no finish.
No.
I ate an apple today.
Okay, well that's what I just said. I just said I like horses and I like camels.
It's like, okay, just like your tone. But anyway, take this off air.
Yeah.
The horse debate. Yeah. Ken Canix has an indescribable hatred for horses.
That is not
indescribable,
just for the record,
like nuisance towards horses.
It's not that.
Well, is it because they're like skittish?
You know, they do fright quite easily,
mm-hmm.
And that does stress me out a little. I prefer camels. You could set a firework off in front of them. They're not even gonna bat an eye, you know.
Yeah.
They're just
not really like. They're kind of clunky.
Clunky.
Like a horse is not running. I mean, sorry, a camel is not running like unbridled on the beach. Like that is not an
unbridled
image
on
that
the
like
beach.
That an image that you conjure up when you're thinking of like freedom and like power and like.
But a horse is not trekking through the Sahara, not drinking water for a month, you know?
But you see, I could picture that a lot more than a camel running unbridled on the beach.
Just imagine a camel doing a brisk trot on
I
the beach.
I can't even. Can they trot?
They
their
can
legs
trot.
Are so thin.
They can trot.
Okay.
But you know what? A horse gallop is better. You have me on that one. Like, I'm not.
And with that, let's get into Material Horse with a dollar sign for an S by Horse Girl again. Baby.